Good morning to all of you. We're glad that you're in the Lord's house today. And in our call to worship, I want to draw your attention to the book of Nehemiah in chapter 7. The first few verses of this particular chapter deal with the response following the building of the wall. In chapter 6, we find that the wall was completed by Nehemiah and his brother and the team that were there in 52 days. Got it all constructed. And a lot of people, whenever we get a job done, particular job, we kind of say, oh, I'm so glad that's all done. Let's go on vacation. Were they allowed to do that? No. Chapter 7 records that Nehemiah went to his brother and he said, I've got a plan here. I want the entire wall locked. Why, Nehemiah? Because we've got some enemies and they're fired up right now. Because we got the wall built. We are few in number. We don't have the houses built yet. And we've got to protect ourselves. Notice this, please, in chapter 7. Now, it came to pass when the wall was built, and I had set up the doors and the porters and the singers and the Levites were appointed, that I gave my brother Hananiah and Hananiah, the ruler of the palace, charge over Jerusalem, for he was a faithful man and feared God above many. And I said unto them, let not the gates of Jerusalem be opened until the sun be hot. And while they stand by, let them shut the doors and bar them, and appoint watches of the inhabitants of Jerusalem, every one in his watch, and every one to be over against his house. Now the city was large and great, but notice, please, but the people were few therein, and the houses were not builded. He sets up a watch, and everybody, it says there, everyone had to be on watch and had to be watching over whatever they had started for their houses. Wow. We just worked really hard, and we got the wall built, and it's time for us just to rejoice and just and do all kinds of... No, can't do that. You have to set a watch. You have to be careful. You see, folks, the enemy was not done. As you read on and you see how Tobiah and you see how Sanballat began to work, you know what they started doing? By the end of the chapter, Tobiah's relative is living in the temple in one of the side rooms. Now, how in the world did the enemy of Israel get a side room in the temple for his own apartment? You know what he started doing? He said, you know, the way we were doing it before wasn't working, so we're going to make friends with the princes, and we're going to throw them our support and whatever, and then they'll let us into their community, and we'll wreak our havoc from inside. Now, this is a lesson for all of us. It is a lesson for all of us that we have to be wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. You know, it's been interesting to me to watch Christianity through the centuries, because as we've come to this day, it's always about Christians are being peaceful. But you know what? We're to be wise as serpents. Everybody expects Christians just to roll over and play dead. You can't say anything against me because you have to be peaceful. I can say whatever I want to say. But you Christians, you have to be peaceful. No, we have to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Nehemiah was a wise man. And he taught his people that even though the wall project was done, the enemy was not. Did you hear me? Even though the wall was built, everybody said, oh, we've got peace and security now. We got a wall. Let me tell you something. The enemy will find ways to get inside. And you and I, as believers in Christ, need to understand that about the devil. And we need to understand that about our old wicked heart. We've got to be on guard. We've got to be watchful. And even though we may have a great victory and it looks like we've got security now and we don't go on vacation, every person had to be on watch. Every person had to watch over their house because the enemy was not done. And I'm here to tell you, folks, the enemy is not done. Satan hasn't given up. Satan continues his work and he's increasing his work. And Christians today better be on their toes. And Christians better live wisely, be harmless as a dove, but be wise as a serpent, so that we can face the onslaught that's coming our way. We need to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. And what Satan tries to do is make you unfaithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's as simple as that. He wants you to be unfaithful, and he'll find ways to do it. I'm not going to ask for a show of hands, but I would imagine if I were to ask you this morning, how many of you want to be faithful to God today? Everybody put their hand up. Yeah, I want to be faithful to God. Well, what does that entail, to be faithful to God? That means I don't let anyone or anything get between me and my Lord. And you know what Satan's good at? Finding ways to get people in between you and the Lord. Finding ways to get things between you and the Lord. And so we can learn something from the Old Testament today, from Nehemiah chapter 6, that we've got to be on our toes. Yes, the wall was built. Yeah, it was there. The doors were closed. And we were secure, except Nehemiah says, no, set a watch. We've got to be careful because the enemy is not done. The enemy is not done today. Let us be wise as serpents and harmless as doves.